Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Kensington today, and it is going to be a heavy 10. As Navesh Ramdani mentioned earlier on, Jason Collett joins me. Morning, Jase.
Morning, Cozzy.
This will be interesting today on this track, because this is probably the heaviest it's been since they laid this new track down.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen a heavy 10 there for a while. Well, in Sydney racing, I suppose. It will be interesting how it holds up.
So probably be a good 4 compared to what you would have raced on back home in New Zealand, wouldn't it?
Yeah, some of the tracks, that's for sure, yeah.
What do they go to, about a heavy 12 there?
Well, they go to a heavy 11, but that heavy 11 can then sort of, could really go to about a heavy 20 at times. So it's a pretty broad category when they go to a heavy 11. You don't know exactly how bad it could be.
Yeah, it's pretty open-ended arrangement, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is, yeah. So, today will be interesting, though.
Now, you got some nice and interesting rides today. And the first Royal Marine and Uncle Mo 2-year-old colt. This was a nice soft trial when he won the other day at Rose Hill.
Yeah, he looks like a lovely action on him, like a nice bit of a high-knee action horse. Nice barrier. I think the stable don't mind him. So, yeah, he's an interesting runner. Obviously, Ray Tater has been racing in better company, and but does do a few things wrong, but maybe suited by the heavy track today. But like I said, I think we should get a soft run on this guy, and if he lives up to control, yeah, he should be in it.
Covert Operation, the 3-year-old by Epaulette in race 2, and again, this was a nice, easy trial when it ran second to Kembla Grange.
Yeah, I really like this horse. I've trialled him a couple of times for Jason. Both trials were, really impressed me. I think he's got a bit of bottom to him, the substance there. So, yeah, I'll be expecting a pretty good run today.
In the third, Cyber Intervention for Joe Pride. It is first up, 1,300. It probably needs further, but yet it has won first up.
Yeah, his first ever start he won. I trialled him the other day at Hawkesbury. He was quite sharp for a horse that had raced over a bit of ground last prep. The heavy track, I think he'll be fine on. He's by So You Think. A bit of a knee action. I think he'll get through it okay. And look, it's not a big field, so he's not going to be too far off him. So yeah, you can make a bit of a case for him.
You've got Ombudsman for Chris Waddle in the fourth, the mile and a half raced over that at Randwick the last start, and obviously fit for it now.
Yeah, he's probably going to have to improve on his last couple of runs. I rode him 2 starts back. He was caught wide over 2,000 on a Saturday grade race at Sydney 8. He stuck on okay after that. And then last start, he looked to have a soft run, and then It was up to the 24, though, so maybe the fitness was still there, still may have needed the run. Today, I'll just have to see how Chris wants to ride him, whether they want to be a bit more positive today than what they have been. But, I think the heavy track will be fine with him. I know he doesn't have a lot of form on the heavy, but it struck a pretty testing track at Canterbury. And he ran on well that day, and yeah, so we'll have to wait and see with him.
Now, you're right in the sixth for Bien Baker, positive piece. This looks like it could be a little bit above average, this filly.
Yeah, she's put 3 on in together. And she's, her trial leading into it was good, and then her win at Goulburn, and then obviously, I think it was Wyong the other day. So yeah, look, she keeps stepping up each time. She's going to be up near the speed. So heavy track's probably a question mark. I'm not too sure how she'll get through that. She's by stratum. But she's going very well. So, yeah, you couldn't dismiss her.
Now, the aim and bet of the day has got to be a ride in the last breakdance, which I'm tipping you would have been doing Saturday night after winning the Group 1 Tatch Tiara.
it wasn't too big as night Saturday night, actually. I can't break dance. Maybe after a few drinks, I'll give it a crack. But maybe Saturday night we'll celebrate.
Well, this horse wasn't a bad run the other day. He made up a lot of ground over 1,400 in a soft five.
Yeah, I quite liked the run the other day. Similar sort of grade, and he's obviously started his career in New Zealand. He raced on a few testing tracks over there, a couple of heavies, so I think he'll probably benefit from this heavy. The run was good the other day on a better surface, and look, he's probably going to be looking for ground this preparation, but I think he might be able to get away with it today on the heavy over the 1550.
You get some interesting rides, because a couple early in the day having their first start, if they handle the heavy, they're going to shake the life out of the first two.
Yeah, especially the second horse of Coils. I think he'll like it. He'll be sort of powering over top of it, mate.
Covert operation. All right, well, Jase, good luck today, and congratulations on the Tats Tiara too. Must have been very satisfying and a huge thrill.
Yeah, it was very satisfying. It's good to finally get one.
Well, good luck today. Let's hope you come back clean in front all the way.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, Cozzy.